हरे कृष्णा।
कंपेयर योर सेल्फ ओनली विथ द पर्सन यू वेयर यस्टरडे।
वी लिव इन एन एज वेयर कॉन्स्टेंट कंपेरिजन इज ड्रॉन। कंपेरिजन बिटवीन से द फोन दैट वी हैव एंड द फोन दैट अदर्स हैव। कंपेरिजन बिटवीन द व्हीकल दैट वी हैव द व्हीकल दैट अदर्स हैव। कंपेरिजन बिटवीन इवन say the spouse that we have and the spouse that someone else has. And this comparison, ultimately, it is not just about things. Because by comparing things, actually we are comparing ourselves with someone else. And okay, so I am better than that person or I am not as good as that person. Now actually, every one of us is an individual. And we are made unique by plan. And we can never be like anyone else, nor do we need to be like anyone else. So comparison, it either infects us with superiority complex, where we become proud, or it infects us with inferiority complex, where we become insecure. Of course, for practical purposes, while functioning in this world, when we are giving some exam or doing some job, some amount of comparison is inevitable because there is competition in the world. But that comparison, we should know, is simply for functional purposes. As far as our own self-existence is concerned, as far as our own self-worth is concerned, as far as our own self-actualization is concerned, that means who I actually am and who I actually want to become. So for that purpose, we cannot and should not compare ourselves with others. That is not the path to growth. Because if we feel that I am better than others, then we become complacent. See, I am so great. And if we feel that I am worse than others, then I become disheartened. And sometimes some people may just be differently endowed than us. We may think by comparison, I'll feel inspired to become better. But sometimes in some fields, some people may be so gifted and we may not be gifted in those fields. That by comparing with them and trying to become like them, we beat our head against a wall. We just can't do it. And we beat our head against the wall first and then we beat ourselves up, feeling worthless. This does not mean that we are not meant to improve, we are not meant to grow, we are not meant to become better. The best way to become better is by comparing ourselves with ourselves. So, who I am today, I compare myself with who I was yesterday. And if today we are making sounder decisions, we learned from yesterday, we made sounder decisions, whatever skills we were able to with which we were able to do things yesterday, if today we are able to do things with better skills, then we are actually improving. The Bhagavad Gita in 18.47 says, Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharmat Swanishtitat Swabhavanyatam Karma Kurvannapnoti Kilbisham. Says, Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna. Even if you feel that your own nature work according to your own nature, Swadharma, is viguna, it's filled with fault. But still it is Shreyan. From the long-term perspective, it is much better. Paradharmat Swanushtitat. When compared to others' work, your own work is much better. Because by doing others' work, we may get some glamour if that work is glamorous. But we will be like a fish out of water. We'll be a misfit over there. And sooner or later, we will feel frustrated by that. By learning who we are, by learning what our gifts are, learning what our limitations or weaknesses are, and learning to grow from that point, we have a realistic reference point from which we can grow up. Whereas, when we keep others as our reference point for trying to grow, then that reference point is something which may not be in our control to deal with. But in our case, okay, this is where I am, this is where I have come. So, in this way, by comparing ourselves with ourselves, we can constantly be on the path of self-improvement. Thank you. Hare Krishna.